Okay, welcome to Bangkok Radio Swayze, the show that critics are calling the clitoris of podcasts.
Ooh, tasty.
Because it's me, Ben Mansour, that's talking right now. Eamon is to my left currently. To my left, but I guess you as the audience are seeing him on the right. Because the microphone is in front of me,
and
on
my right, wouldn't I be on the left if we're going in a full circle?
Well,
basically, yeah.
Is that how circles work? Yeah, everyone's on the left of you, bro.
What?
You go like this around the circle.
Huh?
You go like this around the circle.
Sorry, what?
Are we orbiting Ben?
If you go like this around the circle, can I say it again?
You can. But they can't. As many times as you say it, the listeners can't see it.
They're just not seeing it because my finger's moving. But I'm technically on your left as well.
If Angela Merkel was a shape,
you'd rhombus.
Say Angela rhombus. I was going to say Angela Circle. Angela Circle. Sorry, I'll take it. We'll edit that shit out.
We won't.
All right, so you guys heard the big news recently about...
Oh, boy.
About Screech. From Saved by LaBelle.
Can you tell us a little bit about Screech for our international listeners?
Okay, so Screech from Saved by the Bell is a young man who is the nerd character in the hit 90s sitcom Saved by the Bell. Mm. He was friends with Zach, so he sort of got a free pass sometimes. Mm. And Zach was friends with AC Slater, so AC Slater sort of looked out for him. So Screech was okay. He was a nerd, but he was doing okay. He had the popular friend. He had the jock friend, and also the sexy girls, who obviously would never touch his dick.
Never.
But touched the dicks of people around him. Yeah. So he sort of knew them by association, but he couldn't get sexy girls of his own.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're supposed to stay within your own social circles anyway. It's weird otherwise. Yeah. But he had a pretty good life. But there were scenes and episodes where he was bullied, mostly by illiterate bullies.
Didn't he get with Lisa, the black little
girl? No way.
Was it? Maybe he was always like begging her to like...
Did he ever
please?
Get with a girl?
He might have done. Lisa.
Oh, wasn't there like an episode where there was like a, what's it called? Like a female version of Screech. There was like this nerdy Screech girl.
Was she banging?
No, she was Screech, but so with titties, yo.
With titties.
That ain't banging.
Lisa.
That ain't banging.
Lisa and Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski.
Jeez Louise. They are so great. I like the show. Anyway, so Screech. Sorry, getting to the actual news. Oh, God. So Hassan Alkoli is clearing pus out of his leg right now.
There's pus in the studio.
There's a studio full
of
pus.
Oh, God. There's a rag of pus.
You know when pus is yellow and red? Because there's blood in the pus?
All right, so we should explain.
Screech. No, I'm not explaining.
No?
We'll leave it to the listeners' imagination.
Right.
A little thing called gonorrhea of the leg.
Oh, the leg.
Of the leg.
Of the leg.
Screech stabbed a guy and is now in prison. Sorry, I had
that's
to get
libelous,
that.
Ben.
No, it's
that's
true.
That's not true.
No, it's...
what
it's,
happened?
We've confirmed it's not true. I'm sorry about
what?
I don't
so
know
it's
what
not
that,
true?
It's... what?
So has he stabbed someone?
It's true. We've got news. It's true.
So
we've just got recent information that it's true.
We're
back online.
We've got a show, yo. All
right, so Screech of Saved by the Bell has now been put in prison.
Cell. Confirmation.
You heard it here first on Bangkok Radio.
Breaking news.
You heard it here first. Screech stabbed a guy for stepping to his fly girl. I don't know what the actual... Eamon, you know more about this than I do.
Why did he have a shank?
Screech. My man, Screech. Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Did he
saving
save
his
bell?
Respect.
Mm-hmm. Ah, mm-hmm.
Nice. Knocking bells out.
Yes.
Saved by the knife.
Yes.
Ringing guys' bells.
And he stabbed a guy.
Stabbed a guy.
With a bell.
Alright,
no,
so
bro.
Screech.
With a knife.
Screech. Here's the story. Apparently Screech was in a club.
Yeah.
Hanging out, doing his thing, you know, screeching out. He was with his girlfriend. He was with his girlfriend at the time.
Yes.
Who got in some sort of confrontation with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of male assailant.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yes, Rochi.
Wow.
And turns out she caused the fight, and Screech pulled out a knife and stabbed the guy.
So what you're saying is all women are bitches.
All women are bitches.
Sorry,
apparently
what?
She actually got a longer sentence. I think she's gotten... Yeah, they're both getting a little bit of jail time. I think she's getting a year, and he's getting just under a year.
He's getting under a year for stabbing someone. He's getting did the under guy a year. Die?
No, he didn't die.
So I'm under the impression that he stabbed the guy in the face.
Right. I don't know where you got that from.
So that's a false impression.
That's a false impression, yes.
He got less than a year for stabbing someone.
Apparently so, yeah.
He got leeway. First time offense, bro. I think it's because, yeah.
I think it's because he's Screech and because of all the morals he's taught us.
Yeah.
It's because literally the judge was about to sentence him. And the judge was...
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know where I'm going with this. So the judge is like, Screech, you need... And like it's like the moment where the teacher's about to ask for his homework. But it's alright because he's saved by the bell.
Do you think the judge was the headmaster? You remember the dumb headmaster? He must Do you think he was like, well, I can't figure out these papers, but I'm just guessing I'll sentence you for half a year.
And I did my homework last night.
Done.
Screech actually was also the head teacher's assistant in Saved by the Bell. Ah, yeah,
that's why he got leeway.
Suck dick. But also, do you know what Screech has done since Saved by the Bell, the new class?
What?
Saved by the Bell.
A starred in his own porno movie.
In his own porno.
Yes. Saved by the Bone.
Saved by the Bone?
Saved by the Bone? he bangs.
Part 8.
He bangs a girl. This is all allegedly, I think.
He bangs a girl.
He bangs a lady.
A lady.
And night. Apparently, I haven't seen it, funnily enough. No? I really spend a lot of my time looking for pornography, but I haven't seen this one.
Someone needs to afford that.
And he, apparently, he's like, come on, suck my dick. You grew up with me. And he's saying crazy stuff that a guy who was Screech from Saved by the Bell would say to women as he was trying to bang her on.
You grew up with me.
I don't know, he might not have said that. That's just something a friend of mine said.
This
is how rumors get started.
That is definitely on international famous podcasts.
Can we
like
start hashtag?
Hashtags.
Hashtag like, you grew up with me. Yeah. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Grew me harder.
You grew up with me.
You grew up.
Screech harder.
Screech.
I'm gonna make you screech.
More recently, he stabbed a man.
I know.
In a nightclub.
This is true.
Oh, Puff Daddy also fucking shot a guy.
What's
is
my man
what
Puff
did?
Daddy been?
Did he actually shoot him?
No, but people think...
This is how rumours get started.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like the Fleetwood Mac album.
called Rumours.
Because that album is about rumours getting started, I think. And turning around.
What is Screech? Have you checked? Around. Have you looked into what Screech has done since?
Bro,
Saved by the Bell?
We've been calling him Screech this whole time. Has anyone even looked into what his name is?
Irrelevant.
If we said Anthony Tai, would any of you know who it was? Mm. Look at yourselves, listeners. Mm. You pushed a man to stab someone because you refused to pay him attention. You are responsible for every school shooting. Because if you had paid attention to those kids, they'd have grown up happy. Without shooting because they hated their mom for not buying the right flavor Cheetos.
I'm wearing ketchup.
Not hot Doritos. Talking about Doritos that are spicy, my dad bought
Mexican
roulette.
Food.
No, you got this new flavor of Doritos called roulette Doritos. Have any of you tried roulette Doritos?
No, I've been tempted by the amazing
roulette Doritos. Oh, what? Oh, yes, they've got every flavor.
Yeah, it's like two flavors, and it's like roulette. But so in the flavor my dad bought, it was cheese and like hot flavor. And you know when you buy the hot flavor Doritos?
Hot flavor.
Yeah,
just hot.
Literally.
Just stuff
Do you mean
that
chili
is...
flavored?
No,
I mean, he means not cold.
I mean, yes. Yes, the antithesis.
I swear
cold.
The blue one is called like
Cool Original.
Cool Original. In America, it's called Cool Ranch. Actually makes sense because Cool Ranch is the sauce. In England, it's called Cool Original. The implication it being that it's cool.
Yeah.
And that it's just cool to have.
You're just cool for eating it.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Join us.
As in the flavouring. But anyway, so you get what two flavours are there? Hot and cool.
Hot and cheese.
And cheese.
It tasted like hot cheese. But Jesus, how you describe a dick?
Yeah, where's all when you're in the
window? STD with the knob cheese
clinic? Todd, you gotta help me. I got hot cheese.
How hot is it?
That's the third time this week.
I smoke big hashish.
How hot is it, patient?
I smoke big hashish.
Oh, it's smoking. Oh, that's some hot cheese.
Right? I got smoky hot cheese. Hassan's got hot cheese leaking out of his leg.
It looks like he has granola.
Hassan is. You know what, Hassan? I gotta say, you know, I saw adverts on the bus for the Bravery Award. You know the Bravery Award that happens on ITV every year?
Yes.
So I called ITV and I nominated you for the Bravery Award. Bro.
For being the biggest
you said it.
No.
For having this giant
because you're disabled.
Every day is a challenge for you, Hassan. You take it on, man. You take it on.
The only disability, the only disability I'm known to have is too big a dick. Bro. Yeah, that's all. Like,
bro, I got elephantitis in this D, man.
TBD, the doctor called me, and
it was... What does TBD stand for?
Too big a dick, bro.
Too big a dick.
Too big a dick.
Too big a dick.
It's like, put it away. It's a shame.
It's a shame.
It's a shame that you have this disease,
It
my
is
friend.
The biggest, limpest dick we've ever seen.
Because you're not using it to its full potential.
So when you get a burner, do you pass out?
No, I can do press ups.
No, it just sucks his entire body into the dick. It just becomes a giant dick.
So I just like jump into a vagina.
Because it's just not enough blood in the body. You just jump in. When you're done, you just come back
out.
I can like wrap it around myself like a coat.
Yeah.
As well.
If you wanted to,
yeah. If they didn't circumcise me, the foreskin could have been my hood.
Yeah, you could have been like a hooded dick.
Just like hooded the foreskin over there.
Hug a hoodie.
So you could have been like a priest dick.
Flip it underneath the gooch.
Sorry.
Over the back. Sorry, listeners.
Please, go on.
And then flop it over
the back. So what do you flip underneath the gooch?
The foreskin.
I flip the whole penile underneath the gooch. Over, I sling it over my shoulder.
Right.
Then the foreskin, if I had it, would go over my head like a hood.
Do you ever imagine what you would do if your whole body was the penis instead of vagina? But you weren't attached to the penis, you were just in it.
Wait, and the vagina was big enough to hold it?
Like you were just like riding
with
it.
Bro, I am a penis.
Yeah,
yes, you are. Yes, you are. Rewind that. Times it by 10. I am a penis.
I got an erect hair. How you got hair about erect hair? Anyway, so the fucking guy, if I'm in a vagina, what I do is I just spin around a lot, I think.
Just like
making bear noise and shit, just spinning around.
That would just get boring.
That's if you're not attached to.
Yeah, I'm not attached to a body.
To a body.
I'm just a.
And the vagina is normal size or your
body
size?
Not attached to a body.
So it's a giant. So it's like equal proportion to your body.
Have you seen that?
So it's like another woman with her arms open.
No, have you seen?
Just standing, waiting.
Have you seen that monster that eats Jack Sparrow in the end of?
Yes. So it's that
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Like
2.
What's that?
Kraken.
The Kraken.
So you go.
It's a Kraken.
You go through the Kraken time. The Kraken time.
Pierce the Kraken
into the Labius Menorah.
Nice.
What? I don't think it's definitely not.
It's definitely not.
That's what you call the Jewish labia.
Although,
you know what? Labia is a Jewish name. You know,
really?
Labia.
For what?
Labia.
For the vagina.
Nice name. For a lady.
It's a nice name.
Well, for a lady.
Yeah.
So they named part of the vagina after the
they
named
it.
A woman.
They spent time naming it.
Damn.
The labine.
My leg is leaking.
We got an update on the leg.
Leg
update. Hassan's leg is now leaking.
Hassan, have you got leukemia?
I think I'm dying.
Because in the
Hassan
the show...
was playing with the acids yesterday with my first chemistry set.
I wish. So, then I'll have an explanation.
Have you guys seen Scrubs?
Yes.
You know the episode with Benjamin Frazier where he cuts his hand, but then later in the episode he's still bleeding.
Benjamin
turns out
Frazier,
he has leukemia.
The tall dude
no.
with the floppy hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I don't remember that episode.
It's a very important episode.
Well, my sir, I cannot remember.
That episode is where you really get a feel for Dr. Cox's emotions.
Oh, yeah. Deep.
So this episode of Bangkok Radio Swayze is about video games. If you haven't noticed that already, you're obviously not paying very
much
attention.
We've been talking about video games.
So, me personally, I don't play video games. I think they're for nerds.
Never played it in my life.
I think if you play video games, okay. So none of us play video games. It's a game, right? That nerds play.
Oh, it's one of those VHSs where it's like skip to 35 minutes to see what happens or something.
Is it one of those? Like, what is those?
That's what I thought it was.
What?
Yeah. Did I make that up?
I think you made that shit up.
That's
a new thing.
Get on the back of that, bro.
That's a new thing.
A VHS is still in, bro.
Bro, I came up with a great idea recently. I forgot it, though.
Is it like...
I had it.
All right.
I had it. Amazing. Right. I was like, I should write this down. It's a great idea.
You remember Goosebumps?
I think it was an app.
Do you remember Goosebumps?
That's where it's at.
Goosebumps.
You remember Goosebumps?
Yeah.
The book.
Yeah, I used to love those books. And you could choose what you want to do.
Choose your own adventure.
They should do that, but with DVDs.
I
was trying to say earlier, like to my friend back in the day, I was like, they should do this book but in video. And he was like, that wouldn't work. And I was like, no, it would say skip to minute 35 and stuff like that. And then I had an American accent when I was a kid.
Lost it though. It's,
I can bring it back when I do memories.
That's alright.
But yeah, and then he was like, nah, that'll just be too long.
It would be long.
It would just be way too long. But it's if you just skip through everything.
But it means you wouldn't have to read, and like reading's for nerds.
For dicks, bro. Yeah.
And if you had a shit DVD player, you just wouldn't enjoy yourself.
Exactly. So, fuck video games. Is that
video games? That's the segment of video games.
Is it what those little dicks? Those little shitty guys? Is that what they what they do?
Just shitty kind of people.
Do you know those subhuman sort of sewer level
video game
people?
Guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Women play video games too.
Well, I mean,
what the fuck are video games?
I wouldn't
games?
Really call them women though. Would
video games?
Can we get a full definition of
video
Wikipedia?
Games is where you have
that doesn't sound like a Wikipedia definition.
And you put in a thing.
Whoa.
And you play it.
I love it.
And then you're a nerd.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about wanking?
I'm talking about wanking. See, I love wanking. Wanking's great, but video games—they're good too. And I'll tell you why. Because they're fun.
Please do.
Yeah, they're just
what's
fun to
the
do.
Latest? What's the latest?
What's
video
your
game
favorite
about?
Video game, Hassan?
But I don't know what.
What's your favorite video game?
I just like sitting around, to be honest, just staring at myself.
I like
not playing video games.
I like looking in the mirror.
What?
At other people.
Is this a game?
Do you ever look in the mirror at other people?
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is what a video game is.
Yeah.
I do that on the bus.
I do that on the bus. But you
know
when they're
reflection.
You've
got one of those portable video games. That's banging.
Do you know when you're looking at reflections of people in the bus and then suddenly their reflection is looking back at
you?
And you're like, ah!
And then if you look away, they'll know. But if you continue looking, they can just be like, I was just looking outside.
This is coincidence. Except your eyes are clearly focused on
it. Whenever you look, do you ever look on the tube at your reflection behind the people?
And your head is
giant or your eyes are missing.
Well, I love to
I love doing that.
I love that. I like making the bottom of my glasses meet the bottom of my glasses. And I have weird little eyes. I look like a demon headmaster type thing. And I just do like this face. You can't see
it.
It doesn't.
This
video does not translate. This does not translate to podcast.
But
I do a funny face, and I'm looking at myself like I am so joked.
And then I
think about all the people on the train looking at me, and I'm like, oh.
I was sat down on the train, and I was doing that, looking at my reflection, and I just like leaned back, so my face stretched to about 2 feet.
Yeah.
And I started laughing, and I looked to my side because the guy that was sitting next to me looked like he was doing the same thing, and he looked at me, and I just stopped laughing. Who had a 2 foot face? He was just crying. He was just crying
was
at the reflection.
Do you know that guy from that movie starring Cher with the monster face? What's that movie called? Was he that guy?
I think he was the
Why
elephant
are you
man.
You're laughing at me. I'm not an animal. John Merrick. Merrick is a funny man.
It's a cool name.
Joseph Merrick, apparently.
John Merrick in the movie. Yeah.
It's a cool name.
Merrick
is a cool name.
Yeah.
And an even cooler name for an elephant. Better than Elephant Man. That's pretty
slightly
sad.
Better than Elephant Man.
Elephant Man
yeah,
is more
sad.
Appropriate.
It's to the...
For he had an elephant
I mean,
yes. face.
It's to describe his face.
Yeah, he had an elephant face.
Yeah. Really had the face of an elephant.
What?
He didn't actually. I've only ever seen the movie, but in the movie, I was expecting him to look like an elephant, and he just looked disgusting.
Yeah.
His bones look fucked.
Like growing out of his head.
Yeah, they do.
Have you seen a skeleton? He has.
Have you seen a skeleton?
Yeah, it's in a museum.
The museum? What museum are they at?
My house, bruh. Well, internet town,
the
bruh.
Internet museum. I love the internet. The internet is like a museum of everything
that no one ever visits.
Scum.
It's like, literally, the internet is, if there was like the biggest, bestest, most gigantic exists museum in the world, mm-hmm. with all the best art,
and everyone was shitting then
next
it.
Door is the tiniest little like club,
picture of vaginas. club
with the entrance as
a
gonorrhea filled vagina,
vagina
with like little STDs dressed up, jumping out, punching guys in the face.
Yes.
That place would be packed.
That does sound more banging.
That would be bad.
Inside in the museum.
No one.
Nada.
But have you ever gone to those educational websites? They're shit.
I downloaded.
They're boring. Every other website on the internet is amazing. But whenever you go to the educational websites, they're always like fucking shit.
They try and wow you with like...
With facts. And I don't care about facts. My attention span is too short for facts.
I fucking hate knowledge.
Knowledge is for gays. Oh, I take that back.
Break.
Come back from the break. Okay, guys. It's Bangkok Radio Swayze. We're going to do an advert for... We're tired of doing adverts for other fuckers. We're going to do an advert for Bangkok Radio Swayze. Bangkok Radio Swayze is the show I listen to when I need to listen to a podcast because it makes me laugh.
Whenever I'm bored, I spend my time listening to Comedy Bang Bang, a great radio show.
That is a good podcast, actually.
That's a great show, isn't it? Isn't that such a great podcast?
I also like Stuff You Should Know.
Oh, yeah.
But for some, my phone... I dropped my phone in the toilet recently and I had to reset everything and now the keypad doesn't work and it won't let me resubscribe to Stuff You Should Know. So there's so much stuff that I'm not learning.
What's that you say? CKC Bangkok Radio Swayze's back on. That's great news.
Catch us every Friday or every Saturday any day that we can be bothered.
Catch us in the week when we put our episode up on the on the internet.
Hey,
just put it in the radio.
Whatever day we can be bothered to upload it is the day it's...
Alright, advert's officially over.
Yeah.
I love this show.
Let's talk. Advert's over, Hassan.
I love the show now, bro.
Show's great. It's great. Have you guys ever had grapefruit?
Yes.
To bang it.
Yes, I have.
Let's list stuff that's banging. Grapefruit.
The color green.
Green is amazing.
It's grapefruit.
Hassan, we've already listed grapefruit.
Hassan, stop going backtracking here.
Sorry, what are you saying about grapefruit? What are you saying?
Isn't a grapefruit an orange in disguise?
No.
Some would say a grapefruit is a grapefruit.
Some other
people would say it's an orange in disguise.
isn't a grapefruit? Yes. Ain't it one of them little green things?
Ain't it one of them fruity
fruits? Ain't it one of them little green fruits that you pick off a tree? And there's like a billion of them and you make wine out of them. Ain't that a grapefruit?
What fruit you been eating, mate?
I'm telling you, mate. That's a grapefruit.
Isn't a grapefruit?
What
a
are you buying?
What are you selling?
That's from a video game. Okay, so ferry services are returning to normal in Scotland.
Thanks very much, weatherman.
That's an update for the news. parade to mark Armed Forces Day. That was earlier today.
I thought it was a...
I'm on BBC News Scotland, and we're learning a lot about Scotland.
So what's going on in Scotland today?
A trapped woman was saved by a postman.
How unfortunate.
Body lay in flat for 3 years.
Flat, you say? Uncomfortable, it seems.
That's an episode of CSI.
There's a bias objection over the abuse inquiry.
I object to abuse.
Inquiry.
When it's not by me.
9 signs to warn road closures.
What? Okay, let's go through them.
Number one. There's a sign. Sign 2.
Look at the sign.
Read the sign. It's a stupid news story. Macaroni Pie Man denounces campaign.
I don't know what
I don't understand any of these.
What do those words mean?
The news is stupid.
Macaroni Pie Man.
The thing is, you need to read those fucking headlines in a Scottish accent. So it's Marley for the fucking
macaroni pie man.
I'm Scottish, so I can. I'm part. I am 1/100th Scottish.
Yes.
So I'm allowed to be purely racist and xenophobic.
Aye, the macaroni pie, man. He's bowed out of the campaign.
Aye.
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 Aye. Braveheart.
Brave we are.
Brave.
Scots.
Brave we are.
Scots we be.
What's the Scottish national anthem as?
Scotland, Scotland, you gave me my freedom. Scotland, Scotland, now I have germs.
Germs is such a... That is a heartwarming... What's the second verse? That's a heartwarming
tune. That is just amazing.
What's the second verse, Hassan?
Sing it, lassie.
Do you remember it?
You will have some haggis.
Yeah, yeah. Getting a bit stereotypical here. All
right.
I like the part about germs.
You will... I can't remember.
It's a...
I can't remember.
You can't remember it, no?
It's a weird one.
A haggis. That second verse is you weird. Will have some haggis. Then you will... Billy Connolly told me.
Yeah. What did he tell you?
That Scotland is not funny.
Scotland is pretty funny, mate. Have you ever met a Scottish lad who's not funny? I don't think you ever have.
They're fucking hilarious.
They're fucking hilarious.
Do you remember that film about Scotland called Trains?
Trainspotting.
Yeah,
James.
Yeah,
that summed us up. Entitled like ooh,
crack,
heroin.
I love weed.
I love it all. I love it all.
Cause the men have humans.
Fuck it all.
Ecstasy. Do you ever sit at home and
just drop an e-pill? just jamming, watching TV. Just like, this is fucking boring.
You ever hanging out and you just do crack?
Yeah, boy.
High five on that.
But you know what's funny about crack? Is that you got to smoke it through a glass pipe.
Mm.
And I always
That's
feel
not
like
funny.
Crack.
That's
not, it's terrible.
I thought I was waiting for something actually
that's
horrific.
Well, I just thought that crack, you know, glass pipes are pretty nice. They're pretty cool, whereas crack is pretty like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. But glass pipes should be like, oh, that is
crack
cool.
Crack is so uncool.
So maybe crack is cool.
No.
No?
Well, Bangkok Radio.
Cool.
So, you've been listening to Bangkok Radio Swayze, a show about the making of a podcast. Eamon, what did you learn this week about making a podcast?
It takes 7 men
Sorry.
And 7 nights to record the perfect show.
This perfect show. Is
and
this,
we have
would
neither
consider,
of those.
Would you consider this the perfect show?
No, I will not.
Leash.
I will not consider this the right. perfect show. I will consider this the only show.
7 days.
That isn't perfect.
Of work is one more day than Jesus Christ.
Have you ever actually tried to edit a podcast?
No, personally, no, I've never edited a podcast.
Have you, Hazan?
Well, don't we just put it up?
Yeah, we're not good.
How does that even happen? I mean, once we leave this room, does
what
happens?
What
do
we
you think
do?
That it's just never been put online?
This is behind.
Is there anyone that listens to this?
This is episode 100.
Behind the scenes making.
He stood behind the microphone. He's not.
I'm completely just not a professional in any sense.
This is so unprofessional.
I'm a professional unprofessional, yo. I'm a professional unprofessional.
This is such.
Do you guys want to come up with more names for my scab on my leg?
Rancid.
Despicable me, pod scab.
Puss boy.
Puss leg.
Pukey yellow knee. Smelly foot. The
what,
brown notes.
What
but
is,
your leg.
What is what is scab?
What is
Lucy.
What is scab?
Scabaholic.
I was gonna Lucy Lou
Boop.
Luber.
Boober. Okay, we were talking about Screech earlier.
Were we?
Screech, my man. Saved by Screech.
Edit that for another.
Oh, so we're not using
sort of editing that whole scene out because we got in touch with his lawyers. He wasn't allowed.
Oh, I thought, isn't his lawyer just him doing his Screech accent? So we fall in love with him again.
I think he's just a regular person.
Can any? This is my impression of Screech. Well, hey guys.
That was pretty spot on.
This is my impression of Screech. What's going on, guys?
Let me guess
the words
you're
going to
say.
Before
you say it, let me guess the words you're
going to
say.
Wait, I'm going to bust an original one.
What's going on, Chris? Did you hear me?
dog ate my homework, Screech.
My dog ate my homework last night.
That's the only line I remember from the Is that alright? Have you seen Have you guys seen Showgirls?
No.
No, but I did see a scene. I only saw one scene back in the day with the girl, Lisa. The tall, no, not Lisa, the tall one that used to go out with Slater.
Lisa.
No, Lisa was the little black one.
Oh, Lisa.
Oh, but she was the one that was in...
No, the tall one was in Showgirls.
No, Lisa was in Showgirls.
Okay. We have an obvious difference of opinion right here.
Lisa was the black one. Yes.
The black one, he says.
The other langers.
They're all
the one
langers.
That was... No, well, yeah, but the one... The
is it weird in the 90s?
Up, I like the tall one. Like,
is
when
it
I
weird
was
in the 90s that teenage girls could just be the hottest women in the world because they're really 25-year-old girls pretending?
Yeah, oh yeah. Shit. Now that you... Tell me that.
I think it's unfair that people are attractive.
How?
I think it's unfair that English people look like fucking hobbits. Where you walk down the street and they've always got crooked teeth and just hobbit features.
They all look lopsided.
And they look angry and they're like, I'm gay. They're just like, and they're dragging their fists on the floor. It's like, no, I have to go to work today.
Don't look at me.
And then you look at the fucking beautiful Americans on TV, and they're fucking eating toothpaste for breakfast because the teeth are... I want to live inside one of their mouths because their breath must just smell like a meat. Oh,
fresh island.
I feel like their puke probably smells better than the average English person's breath.
Breath, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
English person's breath smells like dick.
And you'll know that, bro. That's a bring back, because I said that on an episode like 10 years ago.
What, he's got dick breath?
No, I went, that smells like dick. And I think someone called me out and was like, so
dude,
you know
that's
about
that's weird.
That's weird, bro. How'd you know about that?
How'd you know
dick?
Dick smells like? It's like you got one. You know when you scratch your dick and you smell your fingers and it's sort of sour, but you kind of like it?
Never have I experienced this before.
Multivitamins.
So you know...
It's today's words day. So we will say words.
So, like, if you got some stale bread. I just want to know some tips here.
No. Steakhouse.
You got some stale bread. And you're like, oh man, I can't be bothered to go. Like, shop's closed, it's 11 at night. I've only got this stale, shitty bread. You're telling me, dip in... to the trouser area, do a little wipe.
Just get a bit of that natural cheese.
Swipe onto the bread. Got some nice savory cheese.
Yes. So
I'm going to try that later.
So it turns out the answer to the question is 12. 12. How many episodes can you make of something
before
you are done?
So Screech.
The answer is 12.
So Screech, like, you know how you were saying when they were like doing the show, they were probably 25. Yeah.
No, I don't
so
know.
Screech,
yeah,
but yeah, well, Screech now is probably in his 50s.
Yeah, I imagine.
He's
so.
Probably the oldest.
How long ago was
fucking,
Saved by the Bell?
He's like 20 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So like he's 50. Yeah. Yeah?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's
dead.
No,
yeah, we've got no evidence about anything. In fact, where did you guys hear the news story?
I saw it written on the back of a tramp's hand. So I took it in jest.
Did he look at you and was like...
No, he had no eyes.
He just lifted his hand, like it just in front of him.
Well, no, he was actually... I should probably explain... He was arched over slightly. He was lying on his stomach. He had no eyes, so I assume he thought he was lying face up. He just didn't realise. Then he actually sat up a little bit and scratched his ass. And then was just frozen. Dustin Diamond. Is that his
real name?
So,
guys, we've just figured out what Screech's real name is.
I want to hear that story about a fucking magical... homeless man that showed Eamon the truth.
I mean, no, he was just bent over in like a weird sort of doggy style position.
Holy shit.
And I bent down to like drop some change in, and he just leaned over to scratch his ass, and I leaned back because I was like, whoa, homeless man, don't touch me, kind of thing. Contaminated, don't know what you have.
Yeah.
Might catch your pornus, do you know what I mean?
Catching pornus is terrible.
I mean, it's an epidemic, bro.
I don't want to lose my money.
The amount of rich people with lust of pornus is just crazy.
May their souls rest.
So yeah, I looked at his hand and could see the story scrawled on there, I think in his own blood. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it was disgusting. So I took a picture of it and sent it to you, bros.
Is he sent from the future, probably?
No, he was sent from the past.
We're going to have to take a break in about 5 minutes.
About 15 minutes. Because there's no, so make sure you build up that piss for 15 minutes.
There's
so much pus coming out of your neck. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Yeah. There is so much pus in this fucking studio right now.
Oh, my God.
Pus. Meat, pie, sausage roll. Here in France, we say Joyous Noël. That didn't rhyme. Anyway, so it turns out that Screech from Saved by the Bell's real name is Dustin Diamond.
Porno name, it
his,
sounds
wow,
like.
And his middle name is Neil. So his middle name is Neil Diamond.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
A relation?
Dustin Diamond. I don't know. It's his dad.
Dustin Diamond is a porno name.
Dustin Diamond is a porno name, and he was in a porno.
That's his actual name.
You know that film that was like super bad?
What were you talking
what
about?
What am I talking about? I'm taking too much cocaine. You know the film Super Bad with our favorite fat man from Hollywood,
Jonah Hill.
Fatty Fatsy.
Jonah Hill.
Oh, that's what we mean about Jonah.
Fat
sorry.
Boy Fat.
So sorry.
Run, fat boy, run! It's a different film. With his name in it.
Jonah Hill is one of our friends, so we can call him fat.
He's my friend.
His fatness aside.
All live long day. Anyway, do you know how they made another film which was like kind of a rip-off of that film a year later?
Okay.
It's called like X.
Notorious about Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
No, what was it called?
X. It was like X Games? No.
No.
Hunger Games?
No.
No. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
It was the one where basically it was like,
welcome to Bangkok Radio Swiss. You're currently listening to something worse than dead air. Sorry,
it was the one
a man guessing what his thoughts are.
Shut up
to him. It was aimlessly. He flails aimlessly.
Alright.
It was called
X something.
Did it start with the letter X?
It started with the letter X.
Hey man, have you seen that film called Something? Starring someone.
X something? It's a copy of Superbad.
Hey, what's up? There's this film, Something. Starring someone.
Sorry, Hassan. Please, do continue.
Hassan, what were you trying to say?
Alright. Yes.
It was the one where it was shot, it was supposed to be like a fake documentary shot on like kids' cameras. And it was like,
I know which one you mean.
Set up a house party and it goes nuts.
Oh, you lost me.
And it's X some fucking like.
You mean with the fucking monster that attacks the city?
You know? No, you're. Cloverfield.
That's Cloverfield.
That's Cloverfield, but it was like that kind of idea.
Super 8.
Super 8, yeah,
no.
That's what I was thinking of. No?
No. It was X fucking something. Anyway,
Deus
guess
Ex
what?
Machina.
X Machina.
X Man.
X Project.
Project X.
Project X.
Project X. I'm not a dickhead. Thank
you are clearly a dickhead. The last 10 minutes have proven that.
What's up? Do you guys know that?
Sorry, I take that back. That
welcome
mean.
To Bangkok.
I don't like saying mean.
Welcome to Bangkok.
Yeah,
did anyone write down the actual timestamp for when I said the G word?
No.
Dude, that is staying in because your homophobia must be exposed.
I'm not a homophobe.
It must be
exposed. Anyway, shut up.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Yes.
Shush.
Okay.
Project X is a film. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the main characters in it is Satan. One of the main characters in it.
Whip yourself.
Shut up! One of the main characters in it is he is a guy.
Yes.
And they're all kids, and they're basically one of Frodo's house party, and he's like a nerd, but he becomes cool in the film. Yeah.
Just like Screech.
And like he's in a porno. And I was like, it makes no sense to both of you.
Sorry,
you're
wait
like,
a second.
You're like, what the fuck? What is this? One, what is this film Hassan's been babbling on about for
Hassan?
An hour? Who is this guy in the studio?
Who let him in the studio?
Why does he have a fucking scab of rabies on
what
his
show
leg?
Is this?
Do you know what they call studios?
Who
they
is my
Judea?
Grandfather?
Judios.
Judios.
Run by him.
Basically, no, well,
Judo,
basically, listen.
Judo
this ties in. I was watching it. I was like, holy shit, that's the kid from Superbad. And it's a fucking weird porno where basically
there's no there's kid
all I'm getting from you is kid porno. What are you talking about? That's what I'm hearing.
He's probably 18, but he looks younger.
Is that good or bad?
Super bad. The film.
No, it's like oh for fuck.
Hassan, what are you saying?
Okay, okay, let's go back. So I was born on.
Man was crazy.
I was born on a fucking planet.
Hassan, what's your email address?
It's Hassan.
Hassan, how do you spell Gilgamesh?
G-I-L.
Too late. Time's up. Too late. Time's up.
H-A-S-S-S-A-N. Anyway. Any fucking way. Do we just delete this? I'm done. I'm actually... Game over, bros.
Game over.
He's cracked.
Fuck off. I really wanted to explain
that. Okay, you saw a guy in a porno.
Nah, fuck it. It's gone.
Super.
I'll just go home and James to it later. Just fuck it. It's a weird porno anyway.
CKC.
What, so there's an actor. You know porno I revisited recently?
Yeah.
Abby Titmus.
Who's that?
Abby Titmus.
Oh, the
John Leslie.
Page three.
John Leslie, Abby Titmus. No, she was a nurse back in this day.
And then she punched...
She dated John Leslie.
He punched her in the mouth, in the gob. To shut it.
Don't remember that.
I don't know.
He might have done.
He was crazy, innit?
He might have been.
In the face.
Maybe.
What?
I don't remember much about John Leslie. This was a little while ago. John Leslie made a porno with a woman who was a nurse at the time called Abby Titmus, and they were dating. And he made lots of pornos with her. And then she attained minor success by being in magazines like Maxim.
And then she got punched in the face.
I don't remember her being punched in the gob.
But I remember...
I feel like this happened, you know?
I remember her getting punched in the gob.
It was a well-made porno. Oh, yeah. Certainly more well-made than any other celebrity pornos, minus the Pam Anderson one. John Leslie has vision.
Of his penis.
Not like Dustin Diamond. He's not really in it that much. He's just sort of filming other stuff happening.
Who, Dustin Diamond?
No, John Leslie.
Oh.
He's this is black woman.
What's he doing in the porno?
Kind of lingers. It's great.
Is it one of those pornos where it's like husband watches wife?
He's sort of just filming his Abby Titmus banging another woman.
Oh, right.
Who is John Leslie?
John Leslie.
He's in that porno.
Former presenter of Good Morning or something. ITV.
Oh, program. The guy with the wife. That's Richard.
That's Richard.
Hammond.
No, and Judy.
That's his full Richard name, and Richard and Judy.
They're such a pleasant couple of people.
Judy Richardson.
So nice.
Yeah, Richard Richardson.
I'm Richie Richardson.
You can catch me on Richie FM.
I really want to watch Richie Rich for some reason.
Yeah,
because that film sucks.
It's amazing.
Dude, my favourite scene is the end scene where the parents...
Don't spoil it, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Richie Rich? No.
But spoil it, because I'm never going to see it.
Yeah, don't. I'm going to spoil it.
I'm never going to see
they
it.
They zoom in on Richie Rich's parents at the end, and he has friends. Mm. And then the husband turns to the wife, and he goes, "Today our son is truly rich." Ooh. And it's sort of implied because he has friends.
Yeah.
But the wife goes, "He has friends." And you're like, well, yeah.
It was two different points, though. The father was saying it in the sense
he's like, no, he's rich.
He's rich, he has lots of money.
Yeah, we've handed over the money to him.
Like he also has friends. Now. That's less important, but okay.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
And his butler was called Cadbury.
Yeah.
After the
He was played by that snooty English actor.
Which one?
Michael Caine.
You know who I mean.
Not Michael
Caine. Laurence Olivier. No,
Michael Caine is way snootier than Laurence Olivier.
That's not true. He's the snootiest
English. Of course he's not. He's from the East End. Michael Caine.
He's super snooty.
He's not that snooty.
I'm obviously chatting shit. Anyway.
Oh, you're chatting shit.
So basically, he was in a porno.
Who is in a porno?
He's this guy.
This guy from X Project.
From Project X.
What are you saying
Project
now?
Project X. He was a kid in Project X, and he was in a porno.
You can't just come back to the conversation.
His dad. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
His dad was a producer of
pornos, and
he thought if he was in a porno, it would get him a break, and it did. It got him a break into the
so
film.
So was this before or after he was in X
Before the film.
So he was in porno before he was in X Project.
Oh, now I get what you mean.
Yeah, and he got pushed into the film because of that.
That's weird.
The porno is... the reason why I brought up was because the porno is weird. It's some weird one where... He he's banging three girls, and like they're basically bullying him while he's banging them. And yeah, it's weird. I was like,
so when does it start getting weird?
Welcome. Anyway,
I think every time we start a conversation, that should stop. We should just reintroduce the show. Welcome to Bangkok Radio Swayze, the show where we talk about stuff that's nice to talk about.
You
nice
know people. Who didn't make a failure of his life?
No, I don't know.
Everyone who isn't on this show.
Paul Newman.
My uncle. No.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Did you see him sing? Did you see him sing?
I mean, is there anything that man can't do? Did you hear about him kicking someone out of the White House?
Did you hear about him saying that?
Did he physically throw like Uncle Phil?
No, he kicked out. He kicked out a transsexual person.
That's not true. You're making this up.
I'm not making this up. This is real news. He kicked out a transsexual person from a gay pride talk that he was giving.
You're not properly Barack gay. Obama,
you're not real gay. You're not full gay. You're pretend gay.
The person kept interrupting him during his like speech because he was saying, "Oh, you're biased. You're not doing anything for gay pride." And then Barack Obama kept telling him to quiet down or her during the thing.
I think it depends on.
Yeah, I don't know which way it was going. I don't know which way they were flying.
Okay.
But yeah. So he kept telling them to be quiet. They weren't. So he was like, "Get out of my house!" Literally using the words, "Get out of my house.
No
this
way.
This is my house. True. Have some respect. Get out of my house."
But he was like, and did he do it like a professional, like, "Get out"?
I mean, he did it like a gangster because he's a gangster president.
Because he's black. Is that what you're trying to? Are you trying to go for that angle?
That's not the angle.
Do you think he like rides around in a Cadillac that bounces up and
I'm
down?
I'm just saying that he
shooting
like
guns out of both sides.
I never said that.
He does.
None of those.
Because that's the stereotypes are correct. Bro. Stereotypes are all correct.
No races. Just.
But what? I'm imagining that he rolled up his sleeves and just walked down the aisle and picked up this transvestite.
Yeah, and just put the transvestite on Obama's lap and just started spanking him and was like, "Isn't this ironic? Isn't this ironic?" And then kicked him out.
It's like raining.
It was the weirdest thing. Are you enjoying this? Yes, Mr. President. I can't tell if you're a man or a woman, but I like it.
But did anyone actually see him sing?
Sing?
Yeah, he sung today.
Wasn't he busking
He was just tap dancing. She was the amazing tap dancing Barack Obama.
President seen begging on the streets of Oxford.
he sung for.
We should have wacky news like that. President seen selling drugs.
You mean made up news?
Well, it's not made up yet. It's made up. It's so made up.
It's made up for now. It won't become true. I forget.
So the porno that I watched, basically, so please, yes, it had... So it was from Project X. Yeah, and basically the film
so he's
is
being
a
bullied
rip-off.
By three women.
He's getting bullied
so
by
what happens
three...
in the film Project X?
Who cares? Don't bother the porno. Go on.
Okay, in the porno, I'm going to give you... The main cast. The cast is a penis.
Right.
Three vaginas.
One titty.
And, actually, I'm not making this up, and a sock puppet.
Sorry.
That bullies him.
Oh my god!
So he's being bullied by the sock puppet, not the women.
Yeah. Again. And the women are laughing at him.
Oh, jeez.
And there's one bit. What there's the one fuck? Bit. I'm getting quite detailed
this
here.
This sounds like...
There's one bit where he's banging one girl, and then she starts moaning, and then she giggles and laughs at, like, it's to the other girls like I'm fake moaning, and I was like, that is dread. I was like, how is this dude even competing?
How is he alive?
How is he able to keep going after these three peng chicks are just
laughing? Got
and a sock puppet while he's banging the whole time. A sock puppet is laughing in his face.
A sock
like,
puppet.
Yeah, a sock puppet.
Well, how did you even find this video, Haz?
I saw the thumbnail. The description was kind of accurate for what I was going for at the time. I kind of just went with it, man. I don't know.
Do you know what's funny what happened? About this is that he had to ask his dad
to get
to
in
be
it.
In a porno, and he was like, "I got the perfect role for you, son.
You're gonna
get fuck up, and I hate you. You fucked up my cocaine addiction.
You cost me a fucking million in cocaine.
Imagine having a million cocaine,
just pure. Uncut.
All right, guys, can we act
Street
out?
Street value of $2 million.
Let's act out a scene from the Scarface movie. Yeah, right. But we're all acting out a different scene.
Can we all?
So you, in your mind, pick a character and a scene.
Let's all be Tony Montana.
Well, you really, no, you got to pick a character.
All right.
So I'm going to go first. Like, I will go. And it's okay, we need stage directions.
No,
so,
just do your scene and then we'll jump on it with
okay,
our scene.
And action. It's Tony Montana. I don't clean dishes no more. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be a political prisoner from Cuba.
Hey. But you are like a pig, man.
Oh, you sound like an angel. You really sound like
you're
him.
Like
it's
a
impressive.
Pig. You're like a pig, man, that don't fly straight. You know what they call a pig that don't fly straight?
What do they call a pig that don't fly
straight?
A hoss. I'm not cleaning these dishes anymore. I'm not a hoss.
You're a hoss. Clean the dishes. I will shoot you with my bandage on my arm, you...
That's actually got a lot of symbolism shit. Because of the last Brian De Palma film.
He had
the
a
next Brian De Palma film. He had Don Benny Blanco from the Bronx. He was one too. He was a bandage on his arm.
I'm just acting in the film. I'm doing a new accent.
And I'm just trying to act away, boss. Don't try to stop me from acting.
I like that. This too.
You're
one.
Trying to come to my house? I just said things like this to me.
Don't you look at her!
Don't you look at her! Don't you touch her in the vagina!
Don't fucking look at her! I'll fucking shoot you in the gut!
Mommy, give take some money. I'm Tony Montana, I'll give you money.
Can I get 2 colonos? one coffee?
Vroom!
Oh man, that was disgusting.
I don't want that to happen to me.
I just watched him get cut in half. He's a hoss.
Game over. Yeah.
Now we'll act out a scene from
Men in Black.
All right,
favorite scene. Yeah.
Okay, so our favorite individual scenes from Men in Black.
That's from Star Wars.
Right, that's from Star Trek.
That's from Men in Black.
Men in Black.
Explicit version.
I could not remember a
scene. I can't remember even. This is my favorite scene from Men in Black. When he comes in and he's like, water. And he's like, water? And he's like, water.
Water.
With sugar. And she's like, more sugar. And he's like, more sugar.
He's
just.
You're talking about the roach guy.
He's got like a fucking like thing coming out of his neck.
Literally. So he left the house. He left the house, a normal looking guy. He came back in the house, his skin hanging off of him. And his wife's like, are you alright?
That guy was an amazing actor.
More sugar. He was an amazing actor. He turned what was meant to be a side guy role
into the main role of the film, bro.
But he became the main antagonist, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was the whole thing. Yeah, he was this giant
fucking weird thing.
He was a cockroach.
He was just a giant cockroach.
Yeah, cockroach.
Is there one scene where they open up something and there's a tiny alien in a fucking ship or something?
Some little quasar guy.
What the fuck was that? Was he a good guy?
It was something to do with Orion's belt, some shit.
Did they have a little gun that this is my favourite scene.
I thought it was erratic.
Because the Brian De Palma film that came after.
Sorry, okay. Michelle Pfeiffer also was in...
Tony, I don't care about your money. I don't care about your money. You care about my fucking money.
You need a fucking money, you guy.
I don't care.
Tony, you can't have a boner anymore because you're on cocaine. You
fucking... Well, you fucking, it's not all up, you fucking whore.
You fucking whore.
I am disintegrating poetic justice right here. This is what it is. Anyway.
Can I get the pancakes as well?
Can I get
two pancakes?
Thanks, man. My favorite scene in Men in Black is, I don't know word for word. I'm going to do it in my accent.
Yeah.
This gun
is
a small gun. Why are you giving me this small gun? And the other guy's like, it packs a punch. And he's like, no, it's a tiny gun. And he shoots the gun. This is Will Smith, he shoots the gun. And then it makes a big explosion.
How's that? I'll give you 1,000,000 points if you can tell me what that gun was called.
It's called the laser gun.
It's called the cricket.
The cricket, yeah.
How the fuck did you really both? Eamon was like,
I just remember.
I knew that
as you were talking about it, I was like, it's called the cricket.
That's my favorite scene. I've no idea, like, what. the words are. All I know is that he had a small gun, and it made a big poo.
Looked big in his hand, though, right?
Yeah, bro. He's got big hands. Will Smith, bro. Any scene, 6 foot five, bro.
Any scene with Johnny Knoxville in it? He was in the second one, I think.
Yeah, he was with that sort of weird creature on his neck.
Yeah, like which was another Johnny Knoxville. Alien.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
This is Men in Black 2.
Well, this is Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jagged.
Oh, that's what you
this said. This is Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jagged. This is Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to CKC Banger Radio. Steam!
Thank you for listening. Good night.
Let's go.
Okay, so we're just getting we're literally last segment of the show, and then you can all go to bed. We're gonna take questions from the audience. We're getting these tweeted into us live. What's the first question?
The question is, do you prefer things that are yellow or sticky?
I like them both.
I like yellow.
Second, smooth or rough?
It's smooth.
Sometimes, do you like a squidgy or in the butt?
What?
Like a squidgy or in the butt?